Exceptional quality, exceptional price. Save $10 on 750-milliliter bottle of Don Julio Reposado until June 1st. Enjoy responsibly, 19+. In Vancouver, there is a crash Hastings Street westbound after Nanaimo Street. Vancouver weather today is a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 24 degrees and 20 by the water. Right now it's 13. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Nira.
CFBT, Vancouver, an iHeartRadio station. Vancouver's number one hit music station.
It's so good.
94.5, Virgin Radio.
Now, here's Holly and Nira.
Hey, good morning. It's Nira. Why are Kelly Clarkson's staff and crew freaking out at the moment? ATM.
My Kelly.
925 in the biz.
My Kelly.
Your Kelly. Only yours forever.
That's right.
Strange.
All right. American Idol. good morning. I'm Holly. Here's Sabrina Carpenter.
94.5, Virgin Radio.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I all I'm asking, baby. Please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me. Maybe just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, kinda. Really.
With Holly and Nira.
Vancouver's number one hit music station.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Time is going down. Time is running out. No one else around me. Steady losing life. Steady losing my mind. Over shadows and grass.
It's Holly and Nira. The growing trend of the intergenerational friendship.
What?
This is a real thing. Taylor Swift, Ellen Pompeo have really kind of accelerated this conversation.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about it after the weekend.
The fire is raging, but you're still beautiful.
Of the intergenerational friendship. This conversation has really been coming up because of a couple of celebrities that we talked about in the biz yesterday. Intergenerational friendships. Apparently, it's a lot bigger of a thing than we knew about. I didn't even know it had a name. It's called intergenerational friendships, and this came up when I was talking about Taylor Swift. It's me. Taylor Swift's having a new bestie, and Taylor Swift's new bestie is Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy.
McSteamy.
Meredith Grey.
Oh.
Gosh.
I didn't see the show.
Meredith Grey. McSteamy was the best friend of McDreamy, who was her husband.
Which one died?
McDreamy and Steamy.
Oh my god, Dreamy and Steamy
are
gone.
They both died. Okay, anyways.
Okay. Don't cry.
The growing trend of the intergenerational friendship.
Okay.
Because yesterday when we were talking about this in the biz, we're like, whoa, there's a 20-year age difference between Taylor Swift and Ellen Pompeo.
Mm.
Like, that's very interesting for a friendship, being friends with someone that's that much older. And I started looking into this, and there's all these conversations about this. It's called an intergenerational friendship.
So what age gap is considered intergenerational?
10, 15, 20, like
okay.
10 years and over.
Over 10.
Over 10 years difference between...
Okay.
Two people is considered an intergenerational friendship.
Huh.
And they say there's a lot of pros to having an intergenerational friendship. But first, I just wanted to discuss one thing that's so clearly obvious. Why is it not made a big deal when two people are romantically involved and they have a 20-year age difference? That, to us, is more normal than an intergenerational friendship. Think about that.
Yeah.
We are more like, oh, yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Bradley Cooper's 20 years older than Gigi Hadid, and he wants to marry her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then as soon as we said Taylor Swift and Ellen Pompeo are friends, we're like, but they're 20 years apart.
Yeah. What do they possibly have in common?
But romantically, we didn't even blink. Like, why?
Yeah, that's interesting.
But when it comes to a friendship, we're like, that's strange.
Uh-huh.
But they say there's a lot of people who have intergenerational friendships but don't admit it and actually kind of hide their intergenerational friendships.
Why? Which person's hiding it? The younger person or the older person?
A lot of people.
Or
just
both?
Both.
Huh.
They just hide it because it's not part of our cliques.
Societal norms.
Yeah, it's not part of something called homophily. This is not part of like what's normal to discuss. Cause if you're like, oh yeah, I'm just going to the lounge. I'm going to go out clubbing. Like if you're Ellen Pompeo, I'm going out clubbing, going to go out dancing with Taylor Swift. People will be like, well, she's 20 years younger. Mm-hmm. Like there's a judgment factor.
Stigma. Yeah.
And then there's a judgment factor. Taylor Swift was to say that about Ellen Pompeo.
Right.
But they say actually having intergenerational friendships is really cool because there's a lot more that you discuss in terms of like food, arts and culture.
Mm.
You teach each other.
Mm.
And you talk about different things and you're like, oh, I never looked at it that way. Or really, like there's a lot to learn from each other in different, because you're at different stages, at different parts of your life. You know?
Yes. I'd say as a friend, like the friends I learn the most from and actually like really like love their advice and like listen to are my friends that are older than me.
Yes. And they say, when you're in an intergenerational friendship, you actually feel like you can be more real and more honest in these friendships than the ones that are part of your homophily, like the ones that are supposed to, I'm saying this in quotes, be your network.
Yeah.
Also, they kind of start to become like family.
You know, Julia Louis-Dreyfus has an amazing podcast. I can't remember what it's called right now. She does this. She interviews women that are like 20 years older than her and like gets wisdom from them.
Uh-huh.
And it is so, so good. Highly recommend.
Is she also, though, interviewing people 20 years younger as well, because there is something to learn from both sides.
Yeah, I think her whole thing is older, like what we're learning from the generation. What have they learned?
The
what
wisdom.
Can they, the wisdom.
The wise.
Yes,
the wise.
Yes, yes.
But they're saying it's both ways.
Yeah.
Because maybe it is someone who, let's say, like, let's just use the example of Taylor Swift and Ellen Pompeo. Like, maybe it is Taylor saying, let's go out dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellen's like, I haven't been out dancing in forever.
But I forget how to dance.
No, but realizes, oh my gosh, this is so much fun.
Okay, so you know? I have a question for you about intergenerational friendships. Do you have any, and would you like to be the younger one or the older one?
I have both sides.
And what do you like better?
I realized this afterwards. I was like, holy smokes. I've got, like, friendships from both angles. And I like both for different reasons.
Hmm.
The ones that I have that are the younger friends, sometimes they like look at me and be like, whoa, that's like so wise and Yoda.
Yeah.
Or they look at me and be like, oh, come on. But then, like a year later, they'll come to me and be like, remember when you said, and I thought you were like, like you were right. Like things like that, that comes up. And they're like, I didn't realize what you meant when you said that, but I get it now.
Yeah.
Things like that come up.
Mm-hmm.
And then with my friends that are older than me, there's a comfort.
To be the younger one.
You like to be the younger
one. Yes, I like to look to my friends that are older than me for sure versus have younger people look up to me as their friend because that's too much pressure.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't want to be your
younger friend. Thank you.
Holly and Neera.
It's so embarrassing when everyone's talking about the HBO original The White Lotus, but you haven't watched it because you don't have Crave. And they ask you who your favorite character is, and you say, White Lotus? And then they tell you, that's the name of the hotel.
Switch your phone plan to Bell and get Crave on us, and start streaming The White Lotus, all on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Available on select phone plans when you bring your own phone. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell, mobile plans just got better.
Welcome to Nissan's Road Trip 101. Step 1. Choose the Nissan Sentra. 2. Enjoy your fave playlist with Apple CarPlay. 3. Head somewhere that doesn't have mosquitoes. During Nissan's Decide and Drive event, lease the Sentra S-Plus from only $279 a month for 60 months, including a $1,500 bonus, or the equivalent in an accessory credit, or 3 years of prepaid maintenance. Until June 2nd, on approved credit, value of $25,755, $2,649 down. Conditions apply. Details at Nissan.
The biggest songs in the world. You've heard them countless times. Now, learn the details of how they came to be. Join Ruby Carr for Encore, the stories behind the songs you love. New interviews and newly unearthed archive footage make for a fascinating weekly deep dive. Stream Encore, the stories behind the songs you love on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
An all-new Sullivan's Crossing, Sunday at 7 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of money being sucked out of our home. Time to upgrade our windows, doors, and insulation.
That sounds expensive.
What's expensive is paying for heating and cooling that just leaks outside. With high-efficiency upgrades, we'll use less energy, which could help reduce overall greenhouse gas emissions. Plus, we'll save money with FortisBC's rebates.
Rebates? Did you hear that?
Visit fortisbc.com/rebates to discover all our go ahead
rebates
to help conserve energy in your home. Energy for a better BC.
Here's Mike from You Move Me with another customer review.
Jeanette in Vancouver said, best movers on the planet. After another moving company left me stranded and distraught, You Move Me saved the day. The kind, energetic team arrived on time and even brought me a coffee. Everything about my move was handled with the utmost care. Thanks, Jeanette. We're always happy to save the day.
There are nearly 3,000 You Move Me reviews you can read online anytime. See why You Move Me is the home of your best move ever. YouMoveMe.com.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices of Spence.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Firefighter Finn McHoes, that's a nickname, right? Needed help contending with a blaze of debt. He called Alpine Credits and a superhero was sent his way. Summoning water, she extinguished the fire and consolidated his debt into one low monthly payment. His floors may be wet, but his debt is under control. Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Grow your savings while you do life with Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings accounts and enjoy a competitive interest rate. Visit scotiabank.com/MPSA. In Vancouver, there is a crash Hastings Street westbound after Nanaimo Street. Vancouver weather today is a mixed thundercloud with a high of 24 degrees and 20 by the water. Right now it's 13. That's traffic. I'm Marasia with Holly and Nira.
There's a new survey that says 80% of Gen Zers would consider marrying AI.
What percent?
80%.
Would marry AI?
I don't know. I'm so frightened.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
AI is not real.
Dude.
She said it. Nira said it.
Holly said it.
Holly said
it. AI. I don't want to talk. I'm not talking anymore.
You know I'm impatient. So why would you leave me waiting outside the station? When it was like -4 degrees and I get what you say. I just really don't want to hear. Shut off the light once in your life. Listen to me. I took your nice words of advice about how you think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney every other week. But cut me some slack. Who do you want me to be? Cause I'm too messy. And I'm just too damn clean. You told me get a job and you asked where the hell I've been. And I'm too
Nira. Why are Kelly Clarkson's staff and crew freaking out ATM?
At the moment. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll explain next in the biz.
sexy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop.
Kelly Clarkson's staff and crew freaking out. That is today's top biz story. Well, they are stressed out. The staff, the producers, all the main people, they're freaking out. They are wondering if these rumors are true that they may not have a job tomorrow.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
And there's Kelly's advice.
Say it ain't so.
Producer on the Kelly Clarkson show was saying, yeah, there's a general massive feeling of unease amongst all the staff members. They're not feeling stable at all. She could bolt at any minute.
Yeah, yikes.
Bolting time. We've been bringing it up to you for a little while that she's made it very clear she's not happy. And they've also said there's someone who's like, oh, okay. Like if she's kind of done, Hoda Kotb's like, I'm a veil. I'm good to go. And they're like, ooh, she might be a really good person to fill in or take over.
Interesting.
Kelly Clarkson, I told you this in the biz a few weeks ago that she was doing like a little mini residency, like a weekend residency in Atlanta. And she straight up came on stage and was like, I want to be doing this. Like, I can't do stuff like this because of my talk show.
I mean, I'm not surprised. She's a singer. She's not a talk show host, but her show does well, and NBC's trying to get any money they can. So they're like, no, honey, you sign this contract. Yeah. You stay. You do.
I think it's because she's so likable, right?
Yeah. She's total mom's vibes, and I love her. Now, be honest. Do you ever listen to Kelly Oki on iTunes?
What? No.
You haven't lived. Okay.
No, I do not.
I jam out by myself in my car.
To Kelly Oki?
Oh my god. Her version of Billie Eilish's,
Birds of a Feather.
I don't talk about you.
Oh, yeah.
It's better than the original.
I'm not kidding. No, no, Billie Eilish fans will be like, it's true.
Really?
Kelly slays, dude. Kelly slays.
Okay.
I wish she'd come here.
Kelly Clarkson fan in the house.
I'm a stan.
You are definitely. All right. There are some concerns going on about Justin Bieber because he is blowing through cash like there is no tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, God, no.
Thousands and thousands of dollars on private jets for him, his friends, night partying, and wifey Hailey Bieber's having a really hard time because he's kind of spiraling, and this is also taking away from his father time to their little son.
Yeah.
And she's a little bit concerned of how much money he's blowing through because once you get a, like, once you have a child, that money is different.
Hmm.
You know the way you spent money before having children?
Yeah.
You spend money differently once you have kids. I don't know. It's, well, at least I did. Something rewires in your brain and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, will they have enough? Will I leave behind enough? Is there, you know what I mean? For the kids?
Yes.
And she, Hailey Bieber is thinking about that going, he's going through everything. Is there going to be anything left for our son?
I also think rich people don't understand that the money does run out one day.
No, exactly.
Like really, really rich people.
And he's not old money. He's new money.
He's new money.
He's not like, what is it called? Like the people who, like,
generational
that wealth, like wealth that is untouchable. He's not an untouchable wealth.
P.S. ladies, find your man who has part of a generational wealth family.
Yeah. Like where they're like the thirds,
yes.
Like the seconds and the thirds and their names and stuff.
That's what you want.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of colonialism, but that's cool.
Listen, at the end of the day, we need a house.
Okay. Anyways, Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel. Ooh, their marriage. Is it on the rocks? Just, they're trying. They've tried a few things. It's just not coming eye to eye. But side note, Jessica Biel recently launched her own wine line.
Okay.
It's called Prophet and Poet.
Okay.
And yeah, she's got her own wine coming out.
She's getting her own money.
Yeah, good for her. Anira, and that's the biz brought to you by Applewood Auto Group. Freeway Mazda is now Applewood Mazda Surrey. Same great people now with even more to offer. It's all good at Applewood.
Good morning!
Everybody ready?
You're waking up with Holly and Nira.
Oh boy, here we go again.
On 94.5 Virgin Radio.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. She was running late for dinner, outside of town. Left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we're working it out, I suppose. For someone else.
I'm not
city. Maybe I'm just fine, cause I got a belly and I got a bum, and I'm always jelly of all the other ones, but they're itty bitty bellies and they're rum-bum-bums. I know that I should love myself, but it's getting kinda hard when you're constantly feeling like garbage. I shouldn't hurt myself, but I can't find a way to lose weight without literally starving. Every other song says I'm beautiful, but what if I don't feel like I'm beautiful? I wish my body image didn't say that I should be another kind of way. Maybe I'm not pretty, maybe I'm just fine, cause I got a belly and I got a bum, but I can't be jelly of all the other ones. I'm not gonna ask for help, cause all you're gonna say is you're perfect and oh, you're so worth it. Sometimes I hate myself, I get inside my head and I think that I somehow deserve this. Every other song says I'm beautiful, but what if I don't feel like I'm beautiful? I wish my body image didn't say that I should be another kind of way. Maybe I'm not pretty, maybe I'm just fine.
Naked activity. We need to be doing this, and we need to be doing it naked.
Oh, haven't heard that track in a while.
Name the band.
Group. Isn't that the Spice Girls?
Yes.
It was one of the most horrible songs I've ever heard in my life.
Excuse me, rude. It's in my top five Spice Girls songs, just for the record.
Your top five,
top five.
Spice Girls songs.
Correct.
Good. Noted.
Okay, the latest naked activity. Research shows that doing this naked is one of the best confidence builders out there. You will feel better about your body. You will feel proud of yourself. You will learn to love your body exactly how it is. Are you ready to work out naked?
No.
Yes! Naked. We gotta do it.
My first guess was shower.
You're so lame. Come on.
So lame.
Who doesn't shower naked?
Exactly.
Oh, the never nude. Remember from Arrested Development?
No.
The never nude? Yeah.
No.
David Cross. Oh, yes, characters. Yes, he's like, yes, it was never naked. Anyway.
Okay. Well, no.
The latest naked activity is naked workouts. The list of physical and emotional benefits, Neera, of working out naked is so long. It's crazy how good it is for you. And the big takeaway is that it is going to make you love your body exactly how it is.
You're like, how?
You
know,
because you are not, you cannot hide. You are in.
Oh, please.
You are at the gym. You are in front of a mirror.
Sorry, where am I?
You can go. There are naked workout classes all over.
Thank you.
You can work out at home naked.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
and there's nothing to hide. There's just you in the mirror. You're like, okay, this is my body that I have. I'm going to learn to love it because you can't hide behind any clothing or anything. You're just, it's you.
When you work out at home.
Yeah.
Can you look at yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have a mirror?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm more for like my form.
Oh,
I'm gonna make sure I'm keeping my body safe.
So I have my workout stuff in the basement.
Yeah.
But I don't have a mirror around.
Interesting.
Yeah. But mine is like, they're exercise machines. Like it's one of those.
Okay, well that doesn't count, dude.
Why?
Wait, oh, she's like, I don't need to see mine. I'm on my Peloton.
Well, yeah. Well, but that was
I don't have a mirror near my Peloton either.
So what I'm asking you now, you want me to Peloton naked?
Yeah, you can.
Why would you do that?
Okay, that's actually not in the top two naked workouts that people love.
You're being too serious about this for me, actually.
Really?
Yes. Why would I want to work out naked? Also,
to love your body just how it is. Do you not have that as a goal? Do you not have like...
Yeah, but I can do that with clothing on. Like, no. Why can't I wear little shorts and a little tank?
No, not as well. Because you're hiding behind those shorts, you're hiding behind the tank top, and let me guess, they're black. Boring. No.
Aren't we usually just in, like, so all day long you're trying to say I'm hiding?
Yes! Obviously. Or okay. You'd be in something absolutely skin tight, which I can tell you are not. You're in a big sweatshirt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So?
So you're hiding.
I want
to
be cozy.
You need to learn to love your body and be confident.
I'm not, like, no. Can I tell you the top naked workouts that people love?
I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to do glute bridges naked.
So, oh, that's a good one. Total body circuits. Okay, naked. Everyone loves them. Push-ups, squats, all of it.
I want to ask you. You and me.
Yeah.
Remember how we used to do a workout class together before COVID?
I could barely sit next to you.
It was so much fun. The workout
class? No, it was not fun. She had fun. I did not.
Okay. Yes. We went to this workout class Friday mornings. It was great because we would feel so good and start our Fridays.
It was called The Class.
The Class. And we did it together.
The Class.
Right? And could you imagine me and you being side by side naked and all of a sudden we're doing bird dogs?
Yeah, but it's supposed to. You're supposed to support.
Friends. How would you feel?
Well, I don't know. You're supposed to have your eyes closed in that class.
You never had your eyes closed were clothed.
No.
You're not gonna have them closed when we're naked.
But they say that that's actually really good. If you could do like a group naked class, you look around, you're like, look, everyone has imperfections. Stop. Look, nobody's body is perfect. This is so good for me.
I think I would be way too distracted with being naked that I wouldn't do my workout properly.
Naked yoga is huge, believe it or not.
No, I'm not. Sorry.
And also, I'd like to go in the front row, please.
You wanna be in the front row?
Yes.
I wanna be in the very back.
No, you don't.
Holly and Neera. Stream Virgin Radio on the iHeartRadio app and never miss a minute.
More hit music next.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes autopay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
The biggest songs in the world. You've heard them countless times. Now, learn the details of how they came to be. Join Ruby Carr for Encore, the stories behind the songs you love. New interviews and newly unearthed archive footage make for a fascinating weekly deep dive. Stream Encore, the stories behind the songs you love on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the first time in MasterChef history, home chefs partner up.
That can get a little complicated.
Let's see who's the best.
Delicious. Perfect.
Well done.
MasterChef, Dynamic Duos. All new Wednesday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
At Speedy Glass, we know that summer is all about bright days and clear views, but a cracked windshield is a safety risk you don't want to take. So if your windshield needs replacing, Speedy Glass makes it easy. In just one appointment, we'll install your new windshield, recalibrate your front camera, and even submit your insurance paperwork. So before you hit the highway, make sure your windshield is ready. Just book an appointment at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass Repair. Speedy Glass Replace.
Our son attended great public schools. He had amazing teachers, but he just never felt comfortable and he struggled. That's when a counselor suggested Purpose Secondary, and what a change. Now he actually looks forward to going to school.
With small class sizes and a supportive, caring learning environment, Purpose Secondary ensures students feel physically and emotionally safe to help them succeed. Purpose Secondary is independent with no tuition fees, but space fills up fast. To find out how to book a tour or register, visit PurposeSecondary.org.
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's Delicious Drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, frosty chino, or frosty fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's, only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes because Australia is just one sleep away. And guess what? It's on sale. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure where you can snorkel with turtles in the Great Barrier Reef, catch epic sunsets in the outback, and soak in the views of Sydney Harbour. You're one sleep away from saying g'day to kangaroos, koalas, and jaw-dropping views. Nice. It's time to save on flights to Australia. Conditions apply. Air Canada. Nice travels.
Mr. Lube Plus Tires are original no-appointment oil changes, locally owned and 100% Canadian. Visit a Mr. Lube near you for quality maintenance and tire service. In Burnaby, there is a crash Highway 1 westbound at Kensington. The left and center lane is blocked. And in Vancouver, there is a crash Broadway westbound before Kingsway. Vancouver weather today is a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 24 degrees and 20 by the water. Right now, it's 13. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Neera.
Back to the hits, now.
94.5, Virgin Radio.
Anxiety.
juggler, natural hustler. Think I need a smuggler up in Russia. You could be my butler, shine my cutler. Shout out to Oyenda, that's the guzzler. Okay, next thing, my life is a... Call it a sex scene, the bag is a nice tease. I tried to escape, my life is an x-ray. I'm sorry, a sex tape, you only get one take. Quiet on the set, please. Rolling anxiety.
You do that annoy your friends. It's true. Listen, let's be honest. Friends are really annoying.
Yep. End of the sentence, period.
And we let them get away with it. We do. And these are things that you do that annoy your friends. Just straight up know that your friends are annoyed when you do this. Saying I'm on my way when you still haven't even left the house.
Classic.
Oh, I can't stand that.
No, I learned a better one from our friend DJ Flipout, who does 5 o'clock traffic jam. He's like, no, what you do, you don't say I'm just leaving or I'm on my way. You'd say, I'm finding parking. He's like, then you leave your house.
Well, what is?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Then, yes, because it sounds like you're there, but there's nowhere to park. Oh, I'm here on time. There's nowhere to park. I'm just finding parking. You got 15 minutes.
So that's what happened when we were at the King of Floors.
Yeah, every single time.
I'm right there in front of the parking lot. I'm like, I don't see you.
He's like, I'm just parking.
Every parking
spot. It's a great scam.
Is in front of my face. I'm like, I don't see you.
Shout out Flip Out.
Okay, come on.
That's a good one. You know, I've used it so many times.
You know, that's a 45 minute drive.
Yeah, no, I know. Okay. I'm like, just finding parking.
Seriously. All right. Okay. Anyways, it drives me batty.
I just sat at appointments too. Oh, like, no. If I'm late, I'm like, hey, I know, I'm just finding parking.
I get that if you're maybe 2 minutes away.
I think that gives me 10 minutes.
Wow.
I think so.
All right. Well, in South Surrey world, we're pretty cool and there's parking.
No, I know. Whoa.
So
if you have parking lots.
If I ever tried to say that to someone, I'm just trying to find parking. Unless obviously you're at Crescent Beach or White Rock Pier.
Okay. Just say, hey,
then for sure.
Okay.
But if you really are going there, then what if you are really stuck trying to find parking?
Yeah.
You get, don't lie! Just stop!
Okay.
Why am I even trying to figure this out right now? Just be honest.
Okay.
I'm honest. If I'm running late or if there's a lunch that's set up, like, I don't know, 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. I straight up be like, guys, like, I can't be there till 1:15.
Right.
I don't show up at 1:15.
Mm.
And be like, oh, I'm so, just like, I'll be there for 1:15.
Right.
Just give the honesty.
Right. But you taught me about Indian time.
Oh my gosh. That is, that's on a whole other level.
Oh.
That's like if there's an event.
Yeah. There, and then it starts at 1.
Yes. Yeah. You're like, no, don't show up before 1:45.
Right.
Because unless my Indian people have said to you, so the event is actually at 12, but 1 p.m. white time.
Okay.
Then if I've given you white time, show up at your white time.
If I get invited to an Indian party and they're like, and white time, I will be there on time.
Be there at the
white time.
Yes.
At the white time.
At the white time.
I miss the fire. I miss the thunder. I miss your warm lips like the summer. I was the rain. You were the cover. You held me up and I pulled you under. And you say there's nothing we could change. You're still all over my mind. I'm in the bright light, but I still feel darkness. And it's better than it ever was without you in the good life. I'm in the bright light, but I still feel darkness. I'm in the bright light, but I still feel darkness. I wish I never hurt you, darling. I wish I didn't end like that. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back.
Should go away.
94.5
Virgin Radio. Vancouver's number one hit music station, 94.5 Virgin Radio.
Tonight I wanna hold you close. I don't wanna let you go. Loving you is all I know. Girl, look into my eyes and tell me why. You got me paralyzed. You got me feeling so alive. Ain't no surprises. On our way, we don't waste time. Got my hands, lay them down on your waistline. Then we get low. If you let me take you for a ride, you'll memorize it.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the
number one
CFBT Vancouver and iHeartRadio station.
Number one for today's hit music.
Vancouver's number one hit music station.
It's so good.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God! It's where